Achoo. Achoo.
Bless you. Got a cold, Don?
It's just all this dust. Seems like it's everywhere, like I'm swimming in it. I'm miserably allergic to house dust, and I mean miserable with a capital M.
Good old dust mite poop. It's bad stuff.
What are you talking about?
If you're allergic to dust, chances are what's making you sick is dust mite fecal matter. Each tiny dust mite defecates about 20 times a day. The tiny pellets are...
20 times a day? What kind of microscopic pigs are they? What on earth do they stuff themselves with?
Your very own dead skin. They eat the dead skin that flakes off of our bodies each day. 50 million or so flakes per body per day. Actually, what they like is the mold growing on those flakes of dead skin.
50 million flakes? Mold? Enough already. If all that's around, no wonder I'm sick.
But like I said, what makes you sick might be the fecal matter from the dust mites. The tiny pellets are about the size of a grain of pollen. They float through the air for a while before settling, and when allergy sufferers inhale them, their immune systems overreact, causing their mucous membranes to release a number of substances, including histamine. Histamine is what causes allergy symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, coughing, and swollen eyes.
Well, thanks, Yael. Now I'm going to have to invest in an economy pack of surgical masks.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Tony Mesher in the Medical Sciences program. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.